I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is going to be a sunny day. It's a sunny morning right now here in San Francisco. It's going to be beautiful. And then it's going to get crappy again. But so enjoy it. You know, enjoy today.
That's winter.
It's great. That is winter for you, Vin. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the sun when you get it. Go outside today and get your vitamin D. Mm-hmm. You need a dose of that. It's 8:08. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of, a pair of two packs. It's a four pack of passes for California's Great America's Winter Fest. Oh, oh my God! That just took my head clean off.
That was loud.
That was really loud. Oh my God.
Why are you so scary, Bryn?
Yeah, Brittany, why were you trying to kill me?
Point, yeah.
Call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of passes to California's Great America's Winter Fest. Open select nights now through December 31st. Your next chances to win are at 11:05 and 4:05. Amy's on the phones. Give her a call and be caller number 9. Be a winner. Yeah. I like winners. So the charts this week, these are the album sales. And really what I mean by that is the streaming numbers that they've somehow compiled into units sold. We're going to start with Juice WRLD. His death has put him back on the charts. Death Race for Love at number 10, 49,000 copies. So he passed away last Sunday.
Sad, man.
Is that in
so
Chicago?
Young.
Yeah, it's at the airport.
Right. Oh. So yeah, just turned 21. Pentatonix are at number 9. The Best of Pentatonix Christmas, about 52,000 copies.
Here's one of Yuzette's favorite songs here.
This isn't one of your favorite songs?
No, I hate this song.
You do?
Well, I love the Jeff Buckley version of it, but
it gets
quite ponderous.
She passionately hates this song.
Why do you hate it?
Then give her a different
one. I don't know. For some reason, it just gets on my nerves.
What are you trying to hurt her for, Bryn?
I just think it's
funny.
Give her
some laughing.
What do you like? Do you like Little Drummer Boy or something?
Sure. I just don't like this song.
Give me something else.
So annoying.
I know. I love it too, but stop singing it. She doesn't like it. God, Bryn.
The Almenius.
You got no. That's
what's what now? What's wrong with
this? No, this is perfect.
Oh,
this is perfect.
Okay.
She's saying how mean. I'm like, you're just on the receiving end today. He gets us all.
I know.
And we all get everybody.
That's right. Get her.
Let's get them all.
I don't know this song. Oh, I do know this.
That's Christmas to me.
I like Pentatonix.
Yeah, me too.
Except for that one song. I hate that song. Just like Uzi.
Ooh, that's a low voice.
All right, more Christmas coming in at number 8. It's called Christmas. It's by Michael Bublé.
Oh, you don't want more Pentatonix?
No, it's all right. Pleasant.
I like him.
At number 7 is the Frozen 2 soundtrack, 59,000 copies. No, less cowbell. We need less cowbell. Yeah, crank it up. Into the unknown.
It's in the unknown.
Oh, so good. Juice WRLD has another record in the top 10.
Wow.
Goodbye and Good Riddance is at number 6.
Way to go.
Yeah. It's just so goddamn sad.
Yep.
59,000 copies of that. Or the streaming.
21. Whole world out in front of them.
Yeah.
And success.
And addiction.
Mm-hmm.
XXXTentacion, this is the second posthumous record. This is going to be it from him, right? Is that
so,
what
yeah.
they were saying? He is another one of these guys that died really young. XXXTentacion.
He was murdered, though. Right?
Yeah, he was shot in a parking lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in the head in his car.
Yeah. Is this the one that you had a hard time editing?
No, it wasn't.
That's the number one album, isn't it?
Yes.
So this is Bad Vibes Forever is the name of this record. It's new from Triple X Tentacion. 65,000 copies. Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding is number four, 66,000 copies. At number three is Camila Cabello, 86,000 copies of her brand new record, Romance. She is playing at the Chase Center in San Francisco, August 5th, 2020. And the tickets are on sale now, but we have them to give away. We're doing them all day. So starting at 9 o'clock this morning, you have a chance to see Camila Cabello. Also at 12:05, 3:05, and 5:05. Debuting in second place, The Who. Who? That's the name of the record. 89,000 copies of a new record from The Who. Ah. And your new number one is Roddy Ricch. And this is... Bryn had some problems with this. You can't understand anything the guy's saying, and yet when he looked at the lyrics, it's loaded with F words. And
I've never heard of Roddy Ricch.
Well, Roddy Ricch sold 101,000 copies of his record. Please excuse me for being antisocial. Oh, I can understand all that.
Saturday. Yeah.
That's Roddy, I think. The other guy that features on this track is a little more difficult to understand.
A little slurry.
Very slurry.
Yeah, this is crystal clear. What? All right. Roddy Ricch, top of the heap this week. 101,000 copies of Please Excuse Me
Good for
Being Antisocial, which is a title I can get behind. Can Stevie Wonder see? Maybe. And, you know, you and I had the discussion off air that people get called blind and...
You can be legally blind and still see some stuff.
Right. I've always thought, though, that... He was totally...
Pitch black.
Yeah, but I guess maybe that's not the case. Anyway, couple stories. So this last week, Lionel Richie was on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up that he thinks that Stevie Wonder might not be blind. He said, did you have the audio from this?
I do, yeah.
So he's telling the story, and it sounds sort of like a joke. And clearly Stevie's playing a joke on him in this. But then I've got another story, that just, which is why I sort of brought this one back. Go ahead. Throws his arm over the back of the seat. Ha, 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 ha. So today I see this story about Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal, he's one of the skeptical people about Stevie's blindness. So he told a story on Thursday's episode of Inside the NBA. I guess they were all, he's sitting on the panel and they're all like, tell the story. So he says, it's a true story. And he... It does, all right, I'll just tell you it, but it does sound like singer. He says he lives in the same building as the singer does.
Shaq and Stevie Wonder live in the same building.
We live in a building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet is down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming up through the lobby. The doors open. It's Stevie Wonder. He walks into the elevator and says, what's up, Shaq? And presses the button for his floor. And he goes, what's up, Shaq? He says, presses the button, gets off on his floor, go to his room. I went and called every person I know and told him the story. So Shaquille O'Neal is like, that guy can see. And apparently, it turns out there's all kinds of like conspiracy websites and all, you know, people debate on a daily basis whether or not Stevie Wonder
can see. I think blind people have a certain amount of vision.
Yeah.
If you, I saw a guy
right,
walking
I always just
with
picture him blacked out, but no.
A guide dog. Mm-hmm. At, when we went to see Santa on Saturday at the mall, there was a guy walking through the mall with a guide dog. And I thought, that's amazing. Except that person, even with the help of an experienced, highly trained guide dog, if it was black, they wouldn't be able to get out into a mall by themselves like that. It just wouldn't happen. Even though the guide dogs are very smart and well-trained, I believe there are some shadows, some idea of what's to come.
Right.
Right? Don't you think?
I'm sure there are some people.
I really don't know. I mean, my grandfather went blind, and he had vision, obviously, first, but went blind in his 30s. And he would get around, taking no dog, but
now, when you
cane,
say he would get around, like
he would take the bus,
and that he went blind,
LA.
I mean, you're telling me the guy was blacked out blind.
Right.
He had
no vision,
shades of anything.
Right.
Really?
Because yeah. That's so what I picture when I think that.
He would keep certain things, and certain, like he would keep his $1 bills in this pocket, maybe $5 bills in this pocket, and just keep things so he knew. He was also married at the time to not my grandma, but I know she helped him out. But he was there taking the bus, you know, RTD in L.A., downtown L.A. by himself to go to his job.
Yeah,
I don't know. Everybody's different.
I don't know. And listen, I don't know if Stevie Wonder's...
The internet says he's permanently blind.
But and no light and dark.
It says that he arrived 6 weeks early as a baby. The stunted growth of blood vessels in the back of his eyes caused his retinas to detach, and the oxygen pumped into his incubator made the condition worse, leaving him permanently blind.
Oh.
Someone says, Stevie has talked about this in the past. He can see outer shapes, but that's it.
Yeah, you'd know Shaq based on the enormity of him as a human being. There's no one sized Shaq size.
And I actually was thinking that as far as pressing the elevator button, if you knew exactly where, I'm sure as a blind person, he's used to knowing exactly what height to hold his hand at.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in the building. But it's just so funny to think you walk out and the blind guy goes, hey, Shaq. presses
the
button.
Maybe they recognized his voice. Hey, I've never heard this before. Someone says Stevie's eyes were surgically removed a long time ago.
What?
Why would you? I wonder why you. Well,
I don't know.
But if it's, if there's nothing, then it's just inconceivable to me that anyone can. I mean, that's a credit to them and their bravery that they're willing to go out into the world with zero, like blacked out, I guess, as we've been saying. That's a credit to them and their bravery. I can't imagine.
415 says, my son is completely blind. He can see shadows, but it's so distracting. He'll wear shades so that he doesn't have to deal. I guess people will ask him.
Right. Oh, man. I have here a list of the best shows of the decade. Salon Magazine, this is their list, so obviously these things are subjective. The one they chose as number one, I watched a couple episodes and went, it's not for me.
What is it?
The Leftovers. On HBO. Did you wind up watching that? That's the one with...
Justin Theroux.
Yeah. I always think of him as Eyebrow Man.
I know.
The Americans, though, on FX, I've heard a lot of people love that
show. I've seen
a
bunch of that show, and it's really good.
That's
but I fell off.
What's her name?
She
played Felicity.
Russell.
Yeah.
Carrie Russell. Thank you.
And the guy is actually excellent, too. I don't know his name, but they're pretty good.
Fleabag on Amazon, they have as their number one show. It's been on 2016 to 2019.
I started that.
Yeah, it's I actually liked it. I saw, I think, two episodes of it. I just haven't gone back.
It's not nearly as funny or cutting edge as it thinks it is, but it's okay.
You know, they don't have Breaking Bad on here, but they do have Better Call Saul. People are saying that is a great... They started in 2015 on AMC and continues on. That's number four. Rectify on Sundance TV, 2013 to 2016. Never heard of it. And that's number five. Insecure, which is still on HBO, started in 2016. They've got that at number six.
The girl, Issa Rae?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's funny.
Yeah, I've never watched... I keep seeing the ads for it. I'm like, I got to watch that show. Justified on FX, 2010 to 2015.
I've seen a little bit of that. That guy's really good.
The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, 2016. They have that at number eight. The Good Wife is number nine. Atlanta is number 10. The Good Place is number 11. Parks and Rec, RuPaul's Drag Race, Hannibal, and Downton Abbey at 15. What they don't have on here is Game of Thrones. And they actually specifically said it was unevenly written and downright infuriating at times. I'm with them. Because that would have topped my list if they hadn't done... last season. Ugh. In Nicasio, there's a big fight. Nicasio, right up the road. Out in, like, Western Marin. George Lucas is in another fight. That's where, it's where Lucas Ranch is.
What's the town called?
Nicasio.
Nicasio?
Yeah, like if you take Lucas Valley Road out there.
Has anybody heard that name before?
Just a
I've heard it just because of George Lucas.
Tiny little town. Tiny town.
Okay.
But everything out there is, all the lots are gigantic. Like there's a, I want to say there's even a section of it where it's like, you know, 60 acres is the minimum parcel. So there's a lot of people have their, you know, like George Lucas. He's got Lucas Ranch.
Is that where we went when we did the audio for Flights?
Yes. Yep. Lucas it's off Lucas Valley Road, which I hear is not named after George Lucas.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Lucas
I've
Ranch is out there.
Population 96.
Oh my God! Really?
That's
good for them.
So I don't, you know, I find vineyards to be absolutely gorgeous. I guess the problem here is that the other 95 Lucas, Nicasio residents are like, you got to take trees down to put those in. They don't want that to happen. Earlier in June, Marin County approved Lucas's Skywalker Properties application for a permit to build a vineyard on Lucas Valley Road, about 3 miles away from his ranch, or you know, on the outskirts of everything that he owns. According to the Marin Independent Journal, the Landowners Association in Nicasio has challenged the decision. They want him to move it so it can't be seen from the street. And their bitch is that
it's all visual. I would think it would be more about that takes water. I mean, you're farming.
Yeah, he's got a major an operating farm out on his property. Their beef is that it's visible from the road and you have to take down all these oak trees and all this stuff. But they have said, you know, in addition to, they're calling it an eyesore. I'm like, I've never seen a vineyard that was an eyesore. They're
this is
beautiful.
A shakedown, I'm sure. Well, if you donate a certain amount to
the concern. Yes, exactly. I mean, he's been fought on so many things. It's like, it's George Lucas. Let him do whatever
every
he
time
wants.
They shake him down, he probably breaks out his checkbook and they go, well, good doing business with you, George. See you next time you want to do
have
something.
Have a good time with your project. The concern is the significance of where the vineyard is and what it's like now as opposed to what it was like before. Open space with oak trees and wildland grasses. They said they don't like the additional noise, traffic, harmful environmental impacts, including wastewater disposal that would result from him growing this stuff here. So I don't know when it's going to be finalized or what's going to happen with it. But, you know, when you're George Lucas, it turns out you can't do whatever the hell you want. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Online scams, and I've got some really bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News.
Oh, no.
After the
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37.
You all right?
I'm fine. I just sneezed my head off. My God.
Woo. Get back on.
I know. This cold that everyone's gotten, it is such a lingerer. It's like, you feel so snotty all the time. Mm. Oh. Anyway, at 9 o'clock, we have your chance to win tickets to see Camila Cabello at the Chase Center in San Francisco on August 5th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, and we've got chances all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Niners will be feasting on the Rams at Levi's Stadium on Saturday night. And if you're headed down, you can feast on what was voted the best fried chicken sandwich in the Bay.
Yeah!
Woo-woo!
Organic Coup is located on the lower concourse in the south end zone. See you there. Organic Coup, everyone. All right, so let me run down a couple things that I've already told you, but bear repeating. No rain until Tuesday night. Another storm will hit us then, though. It's small, fast moving. Won't be a real big problem, but rain coming.
All right.
Tahoe has a 5 to 6 foot base of snow with fresh falling around us. So we're our season so far is looking good.
It's great. Great news.
Niners and the Raiders lost, so that stinks. And here's the really, this is good news and bad news. Okay?
This is the bad news you
this
were talking
the
about?
The bad news I was talking
about.
Are
you trying to temper it now?
Well, no. It's look, I could just be super bummed about this, but I'm trying to find the bright side. Okay? Madison Bumgarner is next to Joe Montana, the next biggest hero in Bay Area sports.
Mm-hmm.
That guy by himself won that last World Series. Like, he went back in after having already won the game previous and finished the thing out. He's
our hero.
He is a beast. And he's also leaving. Yeah. Mad Bum is not staying with the Giants. It looks like he's come to an $85 million deal. Now, here's the good news. He's not going to be a Dodger.
That is good news.
There's your bright side.
All right, thank you. Thanks for finding the silver lining. What's it going to be?
An Arizona Diamondback, which we play those guys, so it's going to suck. But it's at least it's not a Dodger. All right? So there's the good news. He's not a Dodger.
Bad news. Thanks for finding something.
Mad Bum's out of here. That performance in that last World Series is the most dominant thing I've ever seen anybody do. He just said, I got this, everybody.
Hold my beer.
All you guys just hang back. I got this. And went out there and won the final game. Who does that? Most
Madison
pitchers now are like,
Gardner.
Oh, well, I already pitched a couple.
Yeah. Oh, I got to rest my arm up.
I'm going to be icing for 5 days.
Yeah.
Come back to me then. Not him.
Got
to
keep my golden rocket all set.
Just walked right out there and finished it.
Yeah.
Dude's. Anyway, I'm sad to see him go. Have you ever fallen for an online scam?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, John made me stop, though. So that was good. I told you about this. I almost bought these two flat screen TVs from some company in Moldova or something.
No, I don't remember this.
I don't remember this
at all. Maybe you guys weren't here. You know, we were looking for flat screen TVs back when they were really, really expensive. And I'm like, I found one, like, you know, on one of these sites, like the bid sites or whatever. But they were like, you know, buy it now. And so I emailed the guy and he's like, yeah, it's, you know, $2,000. I go, will you give me a deal if I buy two of them? And he goes, yeah, I'll do two of them for $3,000. John, two TVs for $3,000. Oh, my God, it's amazing. He's like, you're not doing that. I go, no, I am. And see, here's the deal. What you do is you wire them the money, but then you don't release the password until you get the things. He goes, you're not doing that. I go, no, no. It's. And I'm sitting there arguing. He's like, you're not doing that.
Oh, no.
And it turned out to be a total freaking scam.
Yeah.
63% of Americans have fallen for an online scam before.
What? How many percentage?
63%.
Yeah. They need John at their house to be
and
like,
that's
what
just,
are you, stupid?
That's just the people who realize they'd fallen for a scam.
Mm.
54% of us have also had our social media hacked. 49% have been the victim of a data breach. I'm absolutely in that category multiple times.
Yeah, it's
I've had the joy and pleasure of being told, oh, if you had in this account, then you've absolutely been hacked.
Yeah.
Great. Super.
We froze all our credit.
No, I'm frozen, too.
It's a huge pain in the ass when you got to do anything, but oh, well. It's worth it.
Have my credit card frozen so that I have to, if I'm shopping and I need something that's over $500, I have to say, okay, I'm going to go make a call. It usually takes about 10 minutes, and I'll be back to purchase my goods. And then I go outside, and I call, and I say, Representative.
That's one of my favorite kind of phone calls.
Representative. And then I get someone on, and then I go, hi, I'm about to make a purchase. I'm at this location. I'm going to have to, it's going to be this much. Mm-hmm. Please put that through, because I don't want to call back. That took too long. And then I can walk in and make my purchase.
What a pain in the ass.
It is a giant pain in the ass, but it's better than being robbed.
Right. Oh, my God, yes. Credit card companies are actually pretty good about it, though. Anything that seems suspicious,
they're aware,
I'm constantly.
Right.
But how many? I mean, we've all had our numbers jacked. I mean, everyone has had to cancel a credit card and go through all the hoops.
One of the ones that I I didn't almost, but it was a trip because I took a second to read. For a while, I was switching technology all the time. You remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always getting new phones. I gotta have the new one.
New emails.
That didn't suck for us.
Well, whatever. Anyway.
9 emails from him.
That's not... Anyway, my point is I was taking those phones and selling them after I bought the new one, and so I'd get whatever I could get. Often you will get a letter. If you sell on Craigslist, people will write you from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna send you. You just send me. And, and then I've even had others where they're... The logo is there, but it's misspelled. Like, they find a way to pervert the system just enough that you're like, wait a minute, that's not how you spell PayPal.
Right.
This person's ripping me off.
It's funny, too, because sometimes there'll be something that it looks really official, but all you got to do is just read the body of the message and you go,
right.
Scam. Scam.
The 5 most common red flags the average person knows about. But more than half of us still aren't aware of asking you to send money through a wire transfer or money order.
Yeah, that was you. I didn't know about that. Turns out.
Promising a large amount of money if you send a smaller amount first. I can release your inheritance for a $500 fee. I inherited $1 million, you guys, and it's only $500 to get it released.
And it's only from Nigeria.
Yeah, wow. I didn't even know I had relatives there. It's crazy.
I would make fun, but I fell for a really dumb scam, and it was face-to-face, so.
It was over the phone. Come on, the guy, you know.
No, but I met him in person and handed him my last $100.
Well, you were on your way to go get the stuff. I mean, who can blame you? Who doesn't want a garbage bag full of pot?
Right.
You didn't know he was going to disappear into the night with your money.
Yeah, but the guy had never surfed. That's the whole, this dude.
You should have known.
Was just rolled me, and I didn't take a second and go, this guy's never surfed. He's like 100 pounds overweight. His fingers are dirty as you've ever. Like, this was a guy just working me.
Well, you only lost $100.
And there I am, blinded by the doobie weed.
A haze.
So stupid.
You poor thing.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get your booty kicked.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I could have taken the guy. He was in no shape to be fighting anybody.
You're tiny. He's 100 pounds overweight.
Whatever. I would have taken him. Certainly could have outran him. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, someone who claims they're from the government and that you'll go to jail if you don't pay them. Phony IRS phone caller.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of people have fallen for the online scam. You're not alone.
Don't
over half of
bad.
Us have.
If it sounds too good to be true, though, it is.
Right.
Rest assured.
They get older people with the internet, the computer stuff, too.
Yeah.
They're like, hop on your computer and let's let it help
you. That's how they get me. I'm an older person now. Honey, do you think this sounds legit?
15-year-old Hannah Roundtree lives in Roseburg, Oregon. It's about 150 miles south of Portland.
Eugene area.
It's south of Eugene, even. Huh. Anyway, she recently decided to donate some of her time by volunteering at a local animal shelter. Aww. The shelter's called Saving Grace Pet Adoption. And on her second day, she noticed a cat that looked kind of familiar because it was her cat that went missing several years before.
Oh, my God.
Aww. Spunky.
Oh, Spunky.
Ran off. While her family was away on a trip 3 years ago, and they searched for months but couldn't find him, so they eventually gave up. Turns out someone found him on the side of a highway and brought him to the shelter this past September. Then a couple came in and adopted him a few weeks later, but they brought him back because he refused to catch mice.
Oh, they wanted a
good for nothing.
A little ratter.
This cat's broken.
There's a before.
That's the reason to get a cat. We're overrun now with rodents.
Oh, my God.
What?
This is amazing. Okay, here is the before and after of the little girl named Hannah and Spunky the cat.
Oh, that is so freaking cute.
How cute did that girl grow up to be?
She's really cute. She's cute as a little girl, too, but she's kind of recreating the photo. There's a picture of her as a little girl with the cat. And then there she is as a 15-year-old with the cat again. Oh, that's so cute.
Show it to the camera.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Now, Spunky is home with Hannah and her family, and she says he's already settled in like he never left.
Aww.
The whole thing was so crazy. She just goes to donate some time at the shelter, and there is her long-lost cat.
She's a cute little girl.
Yep.
Just look how happy she looks, too. Oh, look at my cat back. Yay!
And she got to go viral, too.
Sure. I
mean, every kid's dream.
Right.
We're viral, Ma!
I just won the internet!
There's a 43-year-old guy named Heitor Chiave.
Heitor Chiave?
Uh-huh. This is the story out of Brazil. His 60-year-old mother, Maria, recently failed her driver's test 3 times. So last week, Heitor dressed up as his mom.
Oh, my God.
Took her driving test for her.
What a sweet son.
All right.
Pulled off the wig, makeup, painted nails, floral printed blouse and skirt pretty well enough that he was able to fool the staff into letting him take the test, but his scam got blown up by the driving instructor in the car with him when she realized the person driving didn't look anything like the picture on her ID. Heitor was arrested for fraud and misuse of someone's identity. He was just trying to get his mom a license.
She just gets so nervous when she takes the test. She's fine. I've driven with her. It'll all be okay.
Either she drives herself or I drive her, so give this lady a license.
Please.
You know that's his...
Absolutely.
I mean, come on. Is this Heitor?
Hater.
Well, you take a look. You be the judge. There he is.
Wow. You know, the giveaway is the way he's sitting. He's total man spread.
I know.
I mean, come on, man. But he does have a nice purse. That's very cute. Here, I'll hold that one up to the camera, too. I'll do a little closer. It's kind of small.
I mean, the outfit's lovely.
He actually looks pregnant.
Yes.
There's a weird gut going on there, isn't there?
Beer belly.
I just thought I'd mention this real quick as we head into the new year. California, it looks like, will be expanding solar power.
Oh, good.
To every new home built.
Absolutely.
Starting January 1st.
And they should have done this years ago. It's great.
All newly constructed homes statewide will be powered by solar.
That's a great idea, and I'm telling you, we need to have some kind of a rain catch system in every neighborhood, and they could use that to irrigate common areas, or individuals could use it to irrigate their lawn for as long as the water would last. I just don't understand why we don't trap rainwater. It just runs onto the ground, gets filthy, goes into our streams and out to the ocean.
Because as soon as we get out of drought, everyone goes right back to thinking it's fine.
Yeah.
And they forget that we've been letting pee sit in our house to the point where it smells like dead fish in that bathroom. Mm. What's going on in there?
Well, I usually don't let it sit that long. Because it does get stinky if you let it sit.
Right.
You gotta every couple times, you know. If I pee into pee water, then I flush it.
So two times. I got it.
Yeah.
Venmo. I'm not a Venmo guy.
I'm a PayPal guy.
But
I'm a both. I actually think the same company owns both of them.
Yeah.
Venmo users, though, are being inundated with payment requests from strangers.
Oh.
Spammers are targeting Venmo users who show up in the app's public feed and flooding them with dozens of payment requests. Have you seen any of this?
I haven't because I never do a public payment. That's one of the things about Venmo.
I don't know
it's
why
almost,
you'd want that.
It's like, people do it because they, you know, I don't know. It's like a form of social media in a way. Because there's always a feed. I see all kinds of people I know and the tacos they bought and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm just going to pay and I'm going to make it private. I don't put it in the public feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why you'd want people to know what you just bought. Especially if there's a chance you're not home a lot, they can rob you.
Right.
Oh, that guy just bought... Name it.
Right.
Rolex?
I don't know if you'd buy that on Venmo. Like, generally, it's a way to, like, split a bill. Somebody pays the bill and everybody puts their portion in. Thanks for dinner, you know, for groceries or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're splitting stuff up.
Speaking of Rolex, let me ask you a question. You got Johnny V a Rolex, what, 5 years ago?
Probably.
Does he love that thing?
Yes.
Does he wear it every single day?
Yes.
So it's his thing. Like, he loves it. It was worth it.
Yeah.
Completely worth
totally
it.
Totally worth it. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Mm. Watch people, you know, they should have the watch that they want. If you're not a watch person, there's really no reason to have one.
Well, I'd like to have one. Like,
Are you a watch guy?
Well, I wear one every day.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's a difference between wearing a watch and a...
I actually use this dumb exercise app mm-hmm. and the other things that it comes with.
Right.
Occasionally, I'll answer a phone call on this dumb watch because I'm not carrying my... I don't carry my phone now. Right. I don't need to.
Yeah.
This is really, it's very convenient. John always says, I don't have to have my phone with me. I can pay for stuff at the store. I can, you know, see if I get a message or if someone's calling.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, yeah, it'd be great. But if I had a Rolex, I'd only wear it on occasions. And
right.
then what's the point? Mm-hmm. So I got a $6,000 watch that I wear. When do we go out?
Right.
Like, what is it? Three times a year we dress up for something?
Oh, my God, if that. And, it's,
yeah,
and the other thing is, too, I'd actually miss my iWatch or Apple Watch, whatever the F it's called. You know, if I was wearing...
Can't do those things on a Rolex.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Rolex needs to get into the, you know, iWatch business.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Not to mention, I wouldn't want to... I'd probably find myself pulling it off when I go surfing, too.
Yeah.
Salt water. I mean, they're made... What is the one he has?
It's the Submariner.
Yeah,
the Submariner.
It's made for water, yeah. And I'd still be like, I don't know.
Well, it's a Rolex. You're not going to wear that in the ocean.
I'm
come on.
You're going
to get
thing.
Barnacles on it.
I'm trying to think. When we went to Hawaii, we were in the ocean, and he was wearing it.
Oh, my
you
God.
You can, but he doesn't go in regularly enough that mm-hmm. it would. He'd finally go to turn the dial, and it'd be like from sand, like, you know, grinding
right.
in there.
Right.
Huh. good morning, Sarah and Vinny.
Hello.
I've been a longtime listener and love listening to you every morning. I am a legally blind teacher with a service animal and have other friends who are visually impaired or totally blind, seeing nothing but black.
Oh.
We are fully capable of traveling to the mall or anywhere else without a service dog. It just takes skill. Love you guys. And bravery.
Yeah.
Don't discount how brave that is to leave the house and deal with all the things that comes with and not being able to see.
You know.
I'd trip twice and be like, I'm going home. This just sucks.
Well,
this
just sucks. You develop a whole new set of skills, you know? You just...
Everything's an obstacle
Everything.
Course.
Everything.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Be like, are you kidding me?
It's
the
so
bus
hard.
Hasn't even come yet, and I'm already over it.
But look, you got to get things done.
I
I'm
know.
Sure, you know,
I get
everybody
it.
Has their burden to carry, and... That's just a tough one.
You have to get to Fleabag season 2. It's so perfect and funny. Leaps and bounds better than season 1.
Oh.
There are only 6 episodes. 6 episode seasons. So it's fast to get through.
All right. We'll go back. I loved it. I thought it was really good. I thought, okay, there's one. And then I never
I
went
forget,
back to it.
Was it like the Golden Globe? Something
she
like
just
swept.
Won everything last year, right?
And so I looked it up and watched it, and I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of that mugging and turning to the camera starts to get like, just tell us a story.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to always be like, But it was cute,
yeah,
and there was definitely, I thought only on TV would some lady be like, sure, I'll do that randomly for a random guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's apparently of generous proportions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You don't do that, do you?
Mm-mm.
Man.
She'll
anytime I've ever gotten that, I've had to work on somebody really hard.
The relationship between her and her sister is the thing I liked in it. Did you watch it at all, Yuzi?
I have not watched it. I was trying to remember her name. Phoebe Waller-Bridge
is
her name. How's the relationship with her sister?
It's well, I only saw
Icy.
A couple episodes, but yeah.
Not good?
Icy's well said. They're just, you know... They just know how to hurt each other,
well,
as only family
sisters,
members do,
yes.
Right?
I forget what in the first episode. There's something she has that she'd borrowed from the sister
the
and
pink
said she lost. Whatever
or
it is,
something.
That she's like
red sweater.
She gets caught with it.
Right,
the
she's
thing
wearing
that
it.
She's stolen from her.
That's
sister.
My sweater. Oh, what this?
I'll bet Shaq wears a lot of cologne.
Oh
God, what am I doing?
It's okay. We'll take
so
a quick. We're gonna take a quick break.
Right.
We'll be right back,
Sarah. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.